morning, our focus is just going to be to praise him and to thank him. Before I start, once again, I just want to remind you, for those that did not join us yesterday or 2 days ago, towards the end, we'll be taking communion. So if you don't have anything, you probably want to try to get some bread and some juice in front of you at some point during this session. Amen. To kick us off, we'll be looking at one or two scriptures. Although I've said that we'll be thanking God, but there's a scripture that for the past 3-4 days or 5 days has just been coming to my spirit. And I want us to start by praying using that scripture. If you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Job chapter 32. And we will be looking at verse 8. Job 32 verse 8. The Bible states in the book of Job chapter 32 verse 8 that, "But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding." It says there is a spirit, so the spirit man in us, it's there, but we need the breath of the Almighty to give us understanding. And I just want us to, first of all, start with that, using that to pray to start with before we go into a Thanksgiving session, a period of just thanking God. But we're going to start by just praying concerning that, the Lord, concerning the past 14 days, what you have revealed to me concerning this month, concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my career, my business, concerning ministry, concerning whatever area, concerning the dreams that you have revealed to me. Oh God, I pray that give me the breath to understand. It says the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. So we need the breath of God to give us the understanding of the things he's spoken to us. The understanding to the breath of God to give us understanding of the scriptures that we've been meditating upon. Let's begin to pray right now. Begin to pray.
Lord, that your breath will give us understanding. Lord, that you give us understanding. Lord, that your breath, oh God, will breathe understanding into our spirits, Lord. Marakala bazindere bozindere bozindere bozikindere boze. Marandara barabarabarabaraba. Imarandere bo. Shindere ekendere bozi ikandere boze. Imarandere barabarabarabarabarabarabaraba. Imarandere bo. Shindara baraba. Ima akandere bozikindere bozindere bozinde. Imarandere barabarabarabarabarabaraba. Oh man, darabaraba. Merekele bozikin darebozekele bozendere bozende. Marandere bozende. Imarandere barabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarab Oh, begin to pray that his breath will give us understanding, will give you understanding. Oh, Lord, I will have understanding of all the things that have been revealed to me, that I will have understanding of these things that you have spoken to me, that I will have understanding. Oh, that your breath will give me understanding, Lord. Understanding of the dreams. Understanding of your prophetic word. Understanding of the scriptures, oh God, that you have spoken into my spirit. That have been received, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just going to start by just singing a song to give glory to God, just to thank him. Hallelujah.
With my hands lifted high and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless you, O Lord. With my hands lifted high and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless you, O Lord. 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 With a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless you, Lord. I will bless you, O 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 Lord. I will bless you,
Lord,
with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless you,
Lord.
I praise you. I praise you, oh Lord. I praise you. I praise you, oh Lord. In my life,
Lord,
I see what you're doing. One more time,
Lord.
Lift my hands in praise of your grace. I lift my hands in praise of your name. I praise you, oh Lord, in my life. My Father, thank you. I just want to say, my Father, thank you. I just want to say, Lord, I just want to say, my Father, thank you. I just want to say, my Father,
thank you. I just want to say, my Father, thank you. I just want to say, my Father, I just want to say, Lord, my Father, thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Won't you bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things have done great things. You have done great things. Father, you have done great things. You have done great things. Bless his holy name. Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, Father, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, Jehovah, you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, Jehovah, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. That is why you were called Jehovah. That is why you were called Jehovah. What you said you will do, that is what you have done. Daddy, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah is your name. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called, Lord. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, Lord, what you said you will do, that is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. You are the reason why we are singing, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Lord. You are the reason why we are singing, Jehovah. You are the Most High, God. You are the reason why we are praising, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. Oh, you are the reason why we are singing, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High. God, Ancient of Days, you are the Most High. Lion of the tribe of Judah, you are the Most High. God, Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High. God, Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High. God,
just begin to worship Him, to give praise.
Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Alpha, Omega.
Oh, we worship you, Lord.
You are worthy of our praises today.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Marande rebozinda rebozinde. We say truly there is none like you, the King of Glory, the Ancient of Days. Marakalabazinde, the Almighty God, the Ancient of Days. Marande rebozinda reboze, the Great El Shaddai. Marakande reboze, marande reboze, kerebozinda reboze. We give you praise, O God. Marakande reboze, merende reboshinda reboze, kereboze. Imamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam
Oh, we worship you. We exalt you, God. We magnify your holy name. Truly there is none. No one compares to you, God. Mara Kalabaze, the ever faithful God. Mara Kalabaze, Kelebo Shit, Ndade, Ndade, Ndade. Marandere bozen dere bozen de marandere bozen dere bozen dere bazen dere boze memere ndara bandare moren dere bo mendara ndare kele bozen dere bo imama mama mama yendare ba indare bozen dere boze imarandere bozen dara kandere ndare de ye marandere bozen de ondara bandare kele bozondo Yen dara bandara dara dara marandere bosin dare kede dede. Oh, we worship you, Jehovah. We exalt you. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We praise you, oh God. We bless your holy name. Marandere bosinde marandara badede dendere bosinde bo. Merandere bosikin dara bade bosinde bo. Mama 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 marandara ba. Indare bosinde. Boshendere bozende, mama mama mara kandere boshi, indare bozende, ondare ba ndara 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 nda, marandere bozende. We praise your holy name. We exalt you, Jehovah. We magnify you, ndare ndere boshende, mama mama randere boze. Oh, we say thank you, indare ndare ba de bode de de de. Marakan darabade bosen derebo shin darabaraba ye baran derebo shin dere in darebo ye ken derebo ima mama 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 yan darabade darabada in kan derebo sen derebo sen derebo sen de mama mama ran derebo sen de ye ndare 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 ye ken derebo si. Oh, we worship you, Jehovah. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you, O God. We exalt you. We exalt you. Indara ndara ndare bose kele bozo. Oh, ndare kendere ndare 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 ndare. Oh, we worship you, Jehovah. Oh, oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you. We exalt your name. We magnify you, Jehovah. Oh, we lift you high. Oh, we exalt you. We exalt you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this year. We thank you for 2011. We thank you, Jehovah. Marandebo shenderebo. We thank you, Ndarabade Nderebo Senderebo. Oh, we bless your holy name. We magnify you. We exalt you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We exalt you, Jehovah. We lift you high. We say, truly, there is none like you, God. Daddy, no one compares to you. Oh, Lord, the rock upon whom we stand. The ever-faithful God. The one who was, who is, and continues to be. Lord, we say, you are the uncreated creator. The almighty God. The invincible God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you the glory. Daddy, we thank you for the month of November. We thank you for the past 14 days, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Even as we have sought your face, we thank you because you have spoken to us. You have revealed yourself to us. You have revealed your plans to us, oh God. Oh Lord, yes, you have downloaded our destiny, our purpose, your blueprint for our life, oh God. Daddy, we just say thank you. Daddy, we thank you for your blessings. Yes, we thank you for your promises towards us, oh God. We thank you for the prophecies that have been spoken concerning our life. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the words of scripture that you have revealed to us, oh God, concerning us. Daddy, we just say thank you. We say take all the glory, take all the praise, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shakanderebo. Amen. Marakanderebo zinde. Amen. We're just going to look at a couple of scriptures and we're just thank God in various ways. Tonight, what we're just doing is just thanking him for various things. If we look at Psalm 69 from verse 30. Psalm 69 from verse 30. The Bible states in the book of Psalm 69 verse 30. It states that I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns or hoofs. So that is, God appreciates a sacrifice of thanksgiving more than a sacrifice of objects. And it says, the humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your heart shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. But my emphasis are verses 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull. We are also going to look at another scripture, Psalm 116. From verse 16. Psalm 116 from verse 16. The Bible states in the book of Psalm 116 verse 16, it states that, O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. We want to call upon the name of the Lord. We want to offer to him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Psalm 106 verses 1 to 2. Psalm 106 verses 1 to 2 states that, praise the Lord, O give thanks, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? There are many things God has done for us. Many things that we cannot even begin to utter. The ones we know about, the ones we do not know about. and his mighty works which he has done on earth. It says, who can declare all his praise? So this evening, we're going to thank him. We're going to utter thanksgiving unto him. And we're going to thank him for various things. We're going to first of all thank him for preserving and protecting us to see this day. If not for the Lord, a lot of us would have perished. If not for the Lord, we wouldn't be here today. Let's begin to just thank him, first of all, for preserving our life, for protecting us to see today. There are many people that did not wake up today. There are many people that did not see today. There are many people that slept yesterday and did not wake up. There are many people that don't have mouths to praise him. So let's begin to thank him, to praise him right now, to thank him for today. Marakandere boshende. Imamamamama yekendere bozende. Thank him for this day. Thank him for preserving your life to see this day. Oh, praise him for protecting, for preserving your life. Marandelebo, jenderebo. Thank you for protecting, for preserving your life today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over us. Oh, thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over me, for protecting me, to see this day, oh God. Marakalabase, over the years, oh God, for preserving me, Lord, that I'm in good health. Oh, we say thank you, God. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to begin to thank God. We're going to thank God for our families, our spouses, our siblings, our children. You know, let's just begin to thank God for their life. Let's thank God for all the people he has set around us, that they have been a blessing. Let's begin to thank God for also watching over them, for protecting them, for preserving them. Let's begin to thank God right now. Mara Kalabazi, thank God for your family. Thank God for your siblings. Mara Nderebo Shikin Darebo Zibodobo Zin Darabadabadaba. Lord, I thank you for my wife, oh God. I thank you for my children, oh God. I thank you for my mother, oh God. I thank you for my siblings, Lord. Mara Kalabazi Kelebo Zo. Mara Nderebo Zin Daraba. Preserving my family. Lord, we thank you,
Praise, we bless you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
We're going to begin to thank God. You know, one of the things God has done is he's provided for us in various ways. Now, sometimes we look at certain things, we think, oh, we don't have. But we'll be amazed that, you know, today I was walking on the streets and I saw this gentleman. He was looking in the dustbin. He was looking at, he saw an empty can or half empty can. He was looking at trying to drink what's in there. And I thought to myself, Lord, I thank you for providing. You know, sometimes we don't appreciate the provisions of God in our life. So if you're phoning in using audio, can I ask you to mute yourself, please, so that there's no feedback? Right, as I was saying, I was walking and you know, sometimes we don't appreciate what God has done in our life. But we thank God that we have not been searching through the dustbins to eat. You know, sometimes we think we lack, but when we see others that lack, we'll be amazed. I mean, earlier this year I was in Nigeria and I saw the level of poverty and deprivation, how people could not eat, people on the streets. Let's begin to thank God for the provisions he's provided for us in various ways. We have a roof over our head, we have clothes to wear, we have food to eat. Just begin to thank him right now.
Thank you for your provision, O God. Thank you for your provision, O God.
Imara kandere bosende.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We're going to thank God for the year 2011. I know we have already done that, but we're going to do that again. And all He has done for us this year. And just not this year in our life. If we look at Psalm 105. Psalm 105. We're going to look at it from verses 1 to 2. From verses 1 to 2. The Bible states that, remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. It says, He is the, sorry, I should, from verse 1, I beg your pardon. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, all the deeds He's done. Sing to Him, sing psalms to Him, talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, it states there. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. You know, we sometimes we don't remember all His benefits. You know, it reminds me of a song that states, count your blessings one by one. Let's begin to just count our blessings, the blessings He has done in our life over the years. In the year 2011, the blessings of the Lord upon our life. Everything He has done, just begin to thank Him for it. The things, the little things, the ones that seem little in your eyes, let's begin to thank Him.
Father Lord, we count our blessings this evening. We name them one by one. We are so grateful for everything You have provided for us.
Je kele bozo bo maran de rebose maran daraba
Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, my father. Thank you, my daddy. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we're still going to continue thanking him, but this time we are thanking him in anticipation of the year 2012. God, we've been praying, we've been seeking God's face for next year. And there are many things that God has planned for us. There are many things that he has spoken concerning our life that he wants us to do next year. There are many people he wants us to reach. There are many goals, many things he wants us to fulfill. We are going to begin to just thank him in anticipation of what he's going to do in our life. It is not until we see it before we thank him. We thank him before we receive it. Let's begin to thank him right now. Oh Lord, we thank you for the year 2012. Even as we prepare for the year 2012, as we prepare to enter into it, we begin to thank you. Lord, we thank you for the things that you will do. Oh, for revealing your plans, your will for our life. They're all the things that you want us to do in the year 2012. We thank you for your blessings in 2012. The blessings, oh God. We thank you for an increase, oh God. An increase in our lives, financially, spiritually, materially. Lord, we thank you, oh God. An increase in your anointing upon our life. An increase of the anointing upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for being focused, for focus in our life, for direction, oh God. Lord, we say thank you for revealing, giving us instructions, the things that you want us to do. We thank you for how you're going to use the church, how you're going to use us. We thank you for prospering us, oh God. We thank you because when they say there's a casting down, there shall be a lifting up in our lives, oh God. When the people say there's a casting down, there shall be a lifting up for taking us to another level, a new level, oh God, in our relationship with you. We thank you for new ideas, oh God. New inventions, for new businesses. New businesses in the year 2012. We thank you for the doors which you will open. Doors of opportunity, doors of favor. Marakalabase indare 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 indare. Oh, rakanderebose, maranderebose, nkanderebose, marabarabaraba, imaranderebose, yekenderebose ndi, imaranderebose. Oh, shanderebose ndirebose ndi. Oh, shanderebose kindarabase ndirebose ndi. In Jesus' name we pray. We're just going to take 1 minute. You know, we've been thanking God. We've been giving him praise. Now, you're going to take about 1 minute, 2 minutes on your own, or if you're with your, you know, just in whatever way you want to thank him, whatever language, you know, whether you want to sing to him, you want to dance, just begin to thank him for about 1 or 2 minutes before we then take the communion. Just begin to thank him in whatever way, concerning whatever you want to thank him for in your life. Almighty God, I say thank you. Lord, you say thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh,
Great things.
I praise you. I praise you. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We praise you. I praise you. Oh, Lord, in my life, Lord, yes, Lord, I see what you're doing one more time, Lord. I lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise of your name. One more time, let's sing it. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, Lord, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, Lord, in my life, Lord, I see what you're doing one more time, Lord. I lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise of your name. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Shandelebo, we give you praise, oh God. Madandelebo, we thank you for what you're doing in our life, oh God. Yes, oh God, the mighty things, your mighty works, oh God. Madandelebo Sondo, we thank you, oh God. Madakalabazindi, oh, we exalt your name, oh God, for the year 2012, oh God. Madakalabazindi, we thank you, oh God. Madakalabazindi, for all you continue to do in our life, oh God. Madakalabazindi, both the ones we know about and the ones we don't know about. Lord, we exalt you, oh God. We give you all the praise, oh God. Madakalabazindi, we look all around us, we see your mighty works, your miraculous works, oh God, for all the miraculous works you continue to do around us, oh God. Oh, we give you all the praise. We thank you, oh God. Oh, we say thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Lord, we say thank you, oh God. We say thank you, Lord. Our heart is full of praise. Our heart is full of thanksgiving. Imaran derebo senda. Our heart is full of gratitude, oh God. Marakalaba zindi. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are now going to take communion. If you're dialing using your computer, you'll have some scriptures there. I'll just quickly read out Matthew 26. I hope you have prepared your communion. You're ready to take it now. Basically, it's symbolic of our faith. As we do it, it's symbolic of our faith in Jesus Christ. It's symbolic of the covenant that we have in him. It's symbolic. It's an act of worship, and it's a celebration of our relationship with God through the saving grace of Jesus. And I want to believe, I'm not going to ask us to examine ourselves, because I want to believe that over the last couple of days, over the last couple of months, throughout this month, we've been in an attitude of worship. So I want to believe that we are all in right standing with God. If you are not, while I'm talking, while nobody is looking, just seek God's face, ask for, examine yourself and for his forgiveness. But turn your Bibles to Matthew 26. The Bible states in the book of Matthew 26, verse 26. Now, one of the things I should state is that, the first time communion was taken, it was taken standing up. That's when the Israelites, that was in the Old Testament, when the Israelites were about to leave Egypt. So we are going to do it standing up. So if you are sitting down, I want to ask you to stand up. And it says there in verse 26, as they were eating, it says Jesus took bread. Now I want you to hold the bread. Take a piece of bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If your children are, if you're at home with your children, call them into the room. Let them partake of it. They may not understand it, but the communion will cover them. The significance of it will still apply to them. Amen. So I'll just wait for you to get your children, get your family together as we get ready to take communion. And immediately after we take it, we've got some children in church office, and as they give the bread to one of them, she just threw it in her mouth. Thank you for the food. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. The Bible states in verse 26, it says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it. Lord, we thank you for this time. We give you thanks, O God. Lord, even as we take this bread, we bless it, we sanctify it, O God, and as we break it, O God, Lord, it is symbolic of our faith in you. Lord, we renew our covenant with you, O God. Even as the Bible states in verse 27, it says, I blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, this is my body. You can put it in your mouth now. This is my body. Eat. And I want to believe that as you eat it, as we drink the blood, every impurity in your body will be cleansed in Jesus' name. Every form of illness, sickness, any part of your body, that the blood of Jesus will make it pure, will heal it in the name of Jesus. That the blood of Jesus will replace that which the enemy have tried to plant in your body in the name of Jesus. And whether it's deliverance you need, for those that need healing, as you take it, you'll be healed in Jesus' name. Whether it's a form of deliverance, you'll be delivered as you take it in the name of Jesus. If you need grace for any area of your life, as you take it, the grace that is upon the life of Jesus will be upon you in the name of Jesus. You see, there are many things that are symbolic that Jesus represents. And what we are doing as we take it, we are identifying with him. We are identifying with his body. We are identifying with everything that he represents. Amen. So whatever you're believing God for, as you take this, you want to take it with faith. Amen. It is not just an act. It is not just something to be taken lightly. It's to be taken. So what we're going to do, the minute we finish taking this, whatever you want that blood to represent in your life, for 1 or 2 minutes, you're just going to pray, and then we'll end today. Amen. And then in verse 27, the Bible states that, then he took the cup. It says he took the cup and gave thanks. Once again, we thank you, O God. And gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Let's all drink together now. And as you finish drinking, just begin to pray. Whatever you may want that blood to do in your life, whatever you want it to represent, Jesus represents a lot of things in our life. It says it's the bread of life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for this month of November. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to us, O God. Almighty God, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives, all that you continue to do, and all that you will do. Lord, we thank you because we know we are on a journey. You know the destination. Lord, we thank you because you are faithful to lead us to this destination, O God. Lord, we thank you because, O God, you that began a good work in our lives, you are faithful to complete it. Lord, we thank you because we have the assurance that you will make perfect everything that concerns us, O God. Lord, we just give you all the glory. Once again, we thank you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. I want to just release a blessing upon your life. But just before I do that, I just want to remind you, if you have dialed in from abroad, from outside the UK, I would like to know. I've received one or two emails, but just let us know where you're calling from or you have dialed in from. Amen. I just want to release the blessing of obedience, which is in Deuteronomy chapter 7. You see, there's a blessing in obeying certain instructions. Sometimes we don't know why. So when I say let's fast in the month of November, there's a blessing that comes on those that obeyed and fasted and went through it. Because God delights in our obedience. Amen. In verse 12, Deuteronomy 7:12, it says, then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant. I pray the Lord will keep the covenant with you in the name of Jesus, and the mercy which he swore to your fathers, the mercy that he has sworn upon the general overseer of this, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the grace that is upon the life of the general overseer, I pray that same grace shall come upon you in the name of Jesus. He will bless you in the name of Jesus. He will multiply you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will also bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your land in the name of Jesus. You will not experience the famine that is going on in the world in the name of Jesus. The Lord will create a gushing around you in the name of Jesus. When they say there is lack, you will have plenty in the name of Jesus. When they say there is a casting down, there shall be a lifting up in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless your grain, your new wine in the name of Jesus. The increase of your cattle, it will be blessed. Your businesses will be blessed in the name of Jesus. In your career, you will be blessed. In your place of work, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare by your life that you shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren amongst us in the name of Jesus. Or everyone that has been called barren, the Lord will surprise, oh God, surprise you in the name of Jesus. The Bible states that Lord Elizabeth that was called barren. Your name shall no longer be called barren in the name of Jesus. Not just physical barrenness, you shall experience spiritual increase in your life in the name of Jesus. Fruitfulness in the realm of the spiritual in the name of Jesus. You shall not be barren spiritually in the name of Jesus. It says that, and the Lord will take away, I pray the Lord will take away every form of sickness that may have afflicted you. He will not afflict you with any of the terrible diseases of Egypt in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare by your life that everyone that stands against you, the Lord himself will fight on your behalf in the name of Jesus. He will raise up a standard against them. He will contend with those that contend with you in the name of Jesus. So it shall be in your life. You will be a sign, you will be a wonder. You will have testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. People shall look at you and say you are blessed. People shall thank the Lord for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall be a blessing unto many in the name of Jesus. God shall use you as a battle axe in his hands in the name of Jesus. His favor, his glory, his anointing shall never depart from your life. In the name of Jesus. The Bible states that the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, departed from Saul. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord shall never depart from your life. In the name of Jesus. That day we just thank you. We give you all the glory. God bless you. The Lord be with you, and I'll see you all on Sunday. God bless you. Bye.
Amen.